next, my friend back in the USA, John Lester. Yeah. John, where did you just come from? Where is your
I was just in Singapore. Cool. It was warm there. I hate Chicago now. I am from a very small town. It's 450 people. There is no stoplight. There is no gas station. There is no McDonald's or Starbucks. So crime and punishment in my town is generally pretty minor. Generally, it's some kid broke into the school to do a prank, or somebody was siphoning off ammonia to make meth. You know, normal stuff. But this story is about one of the more unusual happenings in my town, and it actually happened in my side yard. So I was about 9. I was playing catch in my side yard with one of my friends, and a big school bus pulled up, and it was the middle of summer, but this wasn't too unusual because there were a lot of detasseling crews around us. For those that don't know, detasseling is something you torture 13 to 18-year-olds with in central Illinois and all over the Midwest, where you basically castrate corn for 8 hours a day. That's pretty much what you do. It's miserable. But this school bus, though, it pulls up in my yard, which is very unusual, and the driver jumps off and comes barreling at me and grabs me and yells, "Where's your phone?" and, like, takes me with him. And, you know, at the time, you know, it was a more innocent time, but I was pretty convinced I wasn't being kidnapped. I was too ugly of a child for that. And it was the mid-90s, so it was trusting, and so I just went with it. And so we run up to my house where my mom is, and this bus driver is dragging my friend and I along, and she looks at him, and he goes, "Where is your phone?" And I turn around to look why we're running away from this bus, as I see a whole bunch of teenagers spill out, and they're beating each other over the head with coolers. So what I come to find out many years later, when I finally decided to ask, you know, why were a bunch of prepubescent and pubescent kids beating the crap out of each other in my yard, there were two detasseling crews there that had become apparently like gangs. So this was technically gang warfare in my side yard of my town of 450 people. See, shit happens outside the city, people. But apparently they'd had this big rivalry going on, and this day one of their crew's buses had broken down, and so they all had to be on the same bus, and shit had just boiled over. Some Sharks and Jets shit went down, there was some snapping, you know, and coolers went flying. And so I got thrown into the house while my mom calls 911, and I, of course, scramble up to the window and, like, I'm watching this as I'm watching all these kids just wail on each other. They're running all through the house or the side yard, and they're running up towards the house. And so one of them tries to climb over the fence to my backyard where my mom is standing. And my mom is a first grade teacher, so she's used to yelling about kids about eating paste or, you know, coloring on the walls. She's not really used to kids yelling at kids about, you know, assaulting each other. So as this kid is trying to climb over the fence, my mom is holding a giant rock in one hand, and she is holding back our giant Labrador, which was the laziest dog in the world, but this time had actually decided that it wanted to be protective of us, which was, it's good timing, you know. And my mom is just screaming at this guy, like, "Just get back, I'll let this dog go, I will do it." And I look out the window, I'm going, I'm not gonna mess with her. I'm gonna keep that one in mind. So eventually a cop from every town around us shows up, because my town has one cop, and that is not enough to handle this situation. Ambulances arrive, all this kind of stuff, and so it takes, like, you know, 15-20 minutes, and all these kids are in handcuffs sitting in my yard, and all these cops just, like, walking back and forth, just, you know, yelling at them and, like, trying to get all their IDs and things like that. And my dad, who's the town mailman, actually comes home for his lunch break, and he pulls up and he goes, "What the hell?" And so while my mom tried to explain it to him, my dad was a cop and the mailman. So again, this is a small town. And so he goes off and talks to all the other cops, and, you know, starts yelling at the kids about, you know, being in my yard and all that kind of stuff. So it was like crotchety old man style, except, you know, he was, you know, yelling about kids getting off his lawn, except he had a point. So I guess to wrap up, so I have this, you know, this really funny story, and, you know, one of the big points to me has always been how my mom protected our house, and just how quickly things can kind of go crazy in your life that you would never expect, but just kind of how people do rise to the occasion when that happens. And, you know, that's something we've kind of seen this week. And, you know, obviously my mom's actions are not the same as what we saw in Boston this week, but it's always been something I thought about when things can possibly go kind of weird in my life, that I know that I have it in me to kind of step up, just like she did. So thank you. Hey.
Thank you, John. I feel like detasseling gangs is just a funny concept. I could do a lot of that.